Union City, Schuyler County, and you guys all probably figured it out with her second half performance. Brooke Littrell will get the honors, scoring a total of 20-plus points. And it is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. All right, let's take a look at our final game tonight. It is the Cairo Bearcats, 10-6 on the year, and they are winners of their last two. They defeated New Franklin 34-38, and La Plata, the top seed in this tournament, 59-34 entering this tournament. And they are led by Jacob Davis, a 6'5 junior, a total of 14 points, and Gage Wilson on the inside, garnering about 6 rebounds. They have been playing some pretty good ball under first-year head coach Nick Zinker. Meanwhile, Schuyler County, they have taken on this Cairo Bearcat team, and they lost 85-33. It was actually the season opener, and they come into today's contest 2-13 under first-year coach Chase Roberts. It should be an interesting matchup to see in the 2-7 matchup. Can Schuyler County make it a little bit of a closer game than what they were in the first game of the 2018-19 basketball season for both these two teams? Coming up next on Crest, you'll hear from Chase Roberts from Schuyler County, then Nick Zinker from the Cairo Bearcats as we're getting ready for our final game tonight of our quadruple header from the La Plata tournament on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Schuyler County R1 School District are proud of their students and all they've accomplished. The Schuyler County School District encourages its students and athletes to continue to follow their goals and study hard on the road to success. Students, the district supports you all the way. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Schuyler County R1 Schools encourages you to never lose focus and keep your determination strong.
Are you ready for the unexpected change of events that happens from time to time in your life? Your home or farm is the largest single investment you will make in your lifetime. Make sure you are protected. You can depend on the experienced staff for fast, friendly service at Siders Insurance in Moberly to customize a policy for you. See Ron, Suzanne, or Kim at Siders Insurance and Real Estate, your local agents for Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Macon, to give you the down-home personal service. Proud supporters of all local athletes.
CentralMoInfo.com. We're catching up with the first-year Schuyler County Rams coach, Mr. Chase Roberts. Coach, I know it's been a little bit of an up-down season for you. How would you characterize the start to 2019?
We started off strong, really. In 2019, we got a big win against a pretty good team against North Shelby and stuff. Defensively, we started getting in a lot more aggressive and playing a lot better, but trying to hit our stride all the time instead of up and downs, how we have some games anyway.
Who have been some of your key contributors this year, and what do they bring?
Oh, we rely a lot on three seniors we got, Ethan Kirby and Cody Amon and Carson Tolman. They do pretty much everything for us, and we got a freshman that's been stepping up some here lately, Trevin Small, and they kind of got to do our scoring and defense and everything for us. They don't get to come off the court much. So,
yeah, let's talk a little bit about the Cairo Bearcats tonight. You got to see them in your very first game of the year. What stood out in that game?
They're a very good team. You know, they got a lot of size, and we just don't have any. I mean, we're a bunch of 5'10" players, but they definitely got the size and got a couple really good guards and stuff, and a few people come off the bench. And they're pretty dangerous, but we've improved. I'm sure they have over the season so far. So hopefully we can give them a pretty good run anyway. So
what will you be looking for from your boys tonight?
Just trying to compete best we can all night. Come out ready to go. You know, don't let them get up big or nothing like that, and keep it close. And you can always see what happens at the end if we can do that. So,
Chase Roberts, Schuyler County Rams coach, joining us here on Superstition. Coach, appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight.
All right, thanks.
The condition of your cows is always important. And during gestation in extreme Missouri weather, the performance of your cows moves to the front of your list of concerns. That's why Ricketts Farm Service recommends Purina Superlix and Supertub weatherproof supplements. With Purina Supertubs and Superlix, you get a healthier herd at an affordable price. See us at Ricketts Farm Service in Salisbury, Cairo, or Shelbina today.
When you hear pride in small-town America, you are talking about the Madison community and school. That long, rich history of deep-rooted community pride shines forth each time students, athletes, parents, grandparents, teachers, and fans in the community gather for a school or community event. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are very proud of their students and student-athletes. Long hours of practice have created a family atmosphere within the school district that carries into the community.
For our final game tonight on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com between Cairo Bearcats and Schuyler County Rams. Nick Zanker, first-year coach at Cairo Bearcats, joining us here. All right, Coach, two in a row. Defense, it looks like, has been playing well, allowing your opponents under 40 points. What's been clicking on that front?
You know, defensively, I thought we've been pretty consistent all year long. But the games that we have won, we have definitely defended well. Our length obviously gives some people problems. We can mix up our zones a little bit between the different zones we run. We throw some man-to-man in there, too. But the kids have just been defending hard. They bought into the system, and really it sounds simple, but we've just been working hard.
When we talked at the beginning of the year, one of the things you were really wanting to establish with this Cairo team was going inside and out with the ball. Where would you say you guys stand in that now that we're a little over halfway into the season?
I think we're doing a real good job of it, to be honest with you. We've actually had to kind of tell our guards that we need to shoot a little bit more. I mean, we've almost bought too much into it, but you know, Gage is such a big kid inside. He shoots 68% from the floor, and Jacob Davis shoots 60% from the floor, and that's because they're shooting a lot of shots that are right underneath the rim. So they're big kids. We do a good job of feeding them. But we definitely understand that if we want to make a run, you know, in this tournament and in the district tournament, you can't just rely solely on that shot from the block. So we have some kids who can stretch the floor. Bryce Taylor had 5 3-pointers the other night against the Plata. Obviously, Alex Zeit can shoot the ball. Kobe Hale can shoot the ball. So we've definitely done a nice job of throwing the ball inside. But there are actually some times we're telling the kids we probably need to let it fly from three a little bit more.
Let's talk a little bit about your opponent tonight. That would be Schuyler County Rams. They were your season opener, and you happen to score a season-high 86 points. What's different about them this go-around?
Obviously, later on in the year, we've told the kids we've got to take that game and just kind of put it out of our minds. That was the first game of the year. It was at home for us. We had a good crowd. We had a lot of energy. And we played really well. I know that they're a much better team than they were at the beginning of the year. They've won two games here recently, and they beat a really good North Shelby team. So we understand that we've got to come to play. Nothing's going to be handed to us. So we understand they're a good basketball team.
Nick Zanker, appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
You just started out the door, and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
Let H&H Construction of Madison offer you a money-saving suggestion. Build a pole barn instead of a standard barn. Not only is it the economical choice, but pole buildings are easy to maintain, take less time to build, and are durable. H&H Construction also pours foundations, walkways, patio steps, and driveways, and does the groundwork for mobile home setups. And all work is guaranteed. Bruce and Mike Hendren have been in business since 2000, so put their experience to work for you. H&H Construction proudly supports the Madison Panthers.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this La Playa tournament possible. That would be Mesmer Fertilizer at Bethel, Campin Heating and Air Conditioning, Canton State Bank, Hoeing Trucking, Canton Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff, all of Canton. Cairo in the home white uniforms, the number 2 seed with the gold numbers, black trim. Going left or right on your radio dial. It's Alex Zeit, Colby Hale, Jacob Davis, Bryce Taylor, and also Gage Wilson. Schuyler County wins the opening tip-off. They're in the burgundy OA jerseys, white numbers, gold trim surrounding that. It is Colby Frederick, Craven Small, Carson Tallman, Easton Kirby, and Cody Amon. And Cairo draws a quick turnover. Colby Hale from the right elbow in transition to 2 won't go. Davis, the 2, draws the foul. Quick start here for the Bearcats of Cairo. But again, have won their last two, including a win against the La Plata Bulldogs, the top seed in this tournament prior to the start of this tournament. And Davis will make the first of his two free throws. Second one off the back of the rim. And it's taken away by Amon for Schuyler County. Schuyler County. Now here's Tallman. Up top and a two. And getting a pat on the glute is Carson Tallman. His first points tonight. Missed shot by the Bearcats. That's Zeich. Now back over to Amon. Amon, left side. Now looking for a shot was Amon off the pass from Frederick, and it was blocked away by Davis. Stolen away by Schuyler County. A little bit of a sloppy start on both ends as Frederick takes it into right corner. Now near wing, Kirby, but stolen by Hale. One on two, Zeich and alone. Hale gets to the two and will take an A1.
And those are the fouls that they're always going to get in this game. These officials back from that girls' game, they've been calling every little bit of contact. All you have to do is lean your shoulder in the air, and you're going to get that foul call.
Trevin Small takes the foul, and one good for Hale. Here leads 4-2. Yeah, some work keeping an eye on in this game. See if it happens. And Zeich gets the turnover. His team leading 30th, stealing, takes points in the process. Zeich, a former Moberly student, went to Iowa, now transferred back to Cairo for his senior season. Here is Trayvon Small. Now over to Tallman. Let's pass inside. Amon back out left or right corner for Tallman. Now trying to give it to Amon. Wasn't quite anticipating the pass. Now over to Small. Chase Roberts, first year coach of Schuyler County, saying, move that ball. Move that ball. Small from the top. Zone shown by the Bearcats. It's a 2-3. Kirby. Left side, Frederick, his two over the rim, and it will be Zeich on the rebound.
Schuyler County, good job moving the ball, but they just have to drive baseline once they get that ball in the middle of the zone.
Inside, Gage Wilson, turn around two. He got pushed. Go to Amon. Look at a little daze there on the foul. Two quick ones there for the senior, as Roberts mentioned. The three seniors, Tallman, Kirby, and Amon, all going to play important roles for the Rams in this game.
That's the thing with this Cairo team. They're very long, so you need to move the ball as quickly as possible.
Mason Moncrief into the game for Schuyler County. Looks like he is wearing number 32 tonight as compared to his normal number 33. And he'll take a three on the right side and right on cue. Mason Moncrief.
An impressive shot. Smooth.
Very smooth indeed. Here's Hale over to Zeich left side for Cairo. Zone shown by the Rams. It's a 2-3 as well. Right side. Seen a lot more threes from Bryce Taylor. He connects there. Started out the first half of the season roughly 1-for-2, and since that, he's now 38% from the floor. Second best behind Zeich. Bearcats lead 9-5. Taking one is Kirby. Kick out left side. Frederick from about 10 feet out. And Wilson skies for the rebound for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Frederick's had a couple of those shots as Schuyler County tips it out of bounds. He's had a couple of those shots open, but Cairo has done a good job getting a hand in his face and throwing off the shot.
So Bearcats get back, leading 9-5, 3 minutes into the first quarter. 2-7 matchup. Winner will get Canton in the semifinal on Friday. Davis offensive rebound, no problem off the initial shot for Taylor.
Yeah, and Taylor was kind of caught in that no man's land where he was so open and he was closer to the basket than he probably thought. You get caught in the air, not exactly knowing how much muscle to put behind the shot.
And Kirby throwing it to Jacob Davis for some odd reason. No one there, even there for Schuyler County. Here is Hale. Sidesteps inside. Wilson to two. Count it. And the foul coming. Gage Wilson, a 6'6 freshman. And it looks like this one will belong to Colby Frederick. Taylor takes a seat, and we'll see Isaac Brockman for the Bearcats. And Antwon is off the front of the rim. Here's Easton Kirby, partial press shown by the Bearcats. Zyke almost snatched as it was going off to the left side, but he ends up drawing the turnover. Got it off of Ram. Hale gets the inbound from Davis, takes it to the top. Coming across is Brockman, available at the top if he wants. Now goes inside the paint for Zyke, and now it looked like a hesitant. Not sure if that was trying to go to Wilson or if he was trying to pop that one up for a little layup.
Yeah, I think he tried to lob it to him, but I think the defender was there between the basket and him and didn't allow him to jump up.
So press shown by the Bearcats, led by Brockman, and small will corral one from Tallman, and we will get a foul off the right wing, and this will belong to the junior Davis. Bearcats, one of the bigger teams in Big K country on the boys' side, as Moncrief's right corner three doesn't go.
And they definitely should use that to their advantage tonight. Schuyler County, talk about big on K-Row's side. Schuyler County on the smaller end.
Three of the five K-Row starters, 6'4", are bigger. And Davis is one of them, and his two is off the front of the rim. Don't ever do that. You try to speed them up. We'll get a travel call on Schuyler County. Again, these two teams have already met once. And it was their season opener, and it was a 85-33 win for K-Row, their season high so far.
Another steal, too, for Schuyler County.
That was Moncrief with the steal as Tallman tries to get the ball in the right corner and hold the Valkyrie. Control pass gets under the bleachers here at La Plata. Good crowd here for this 2-7 game with near the La Plata teams playing today.
Fans showing
up. A lot of students at La Plata. Basketball lovers on both the boys and girls teams are hanging out.
Saw that too.
And a three on the right side by Jacob Davis will fall.
The smooth shot. Very smooth. That's the thing too. You're K-Row, you're big. You can go down low. You know that. You'll bump with Schuyler County all night. But having the height allows the shooting to be a lot easier because the hand in your face is going to be by your chest and it won't really be in your face.
Timeout called by Chase Roberts as K-Row had a trap deployed and nothing there. With 2:49 to go here in the first quarter, it's K-Row that leads 16-5. It's a 30-second timeout. So we'll thank some sponsors for again, making this broadcast possible. That includes Capital Paving and Construction, Columbia Orthopedic Group, OPA Columbia, Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marsha Fowler Simmons, Green City R1 Schools, OPA Green City, LaPlaya Nursing Home, LaPlaya R2 School District, LaPlaya State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank of Kirksville, MFA Agri Service, Travis Funeral Chapel, all at LaPlaya. Samaritan Hospital, still towing, both in Macon, TNH Construction, Madison C3 School District, the Madison. So now the Rams will inbound to Kirby, surrounded by two, and they find Frederick. He gets the two and an and one as Davis got a little too aggressive reaching from behind. That's his second foul, and an and one coming up. Frederick, good. 8-point game. Now Taylor trying to go three for three from downtown. Yes,
and
sir.
And it's all been in that right corner. That's been his spot. The quick passing has allowed him space to shoot. He's knocked it down.
Good start for the Bearcats. With 19 points here in this opening quarter. Here is Moncrief from the top of the key for Schuyler County. And they tried to get it. For Kirby, stolen by Zyken, and results in another two. Second field goal tonight for Zyke. Both come off of turnovers. And And it will be Tallman, Moncrief, pivots, pops up a two, and Davis gets the rebound. Offline right. Hale, Wilson with two on him, and a push by Draven Small.
If I'm Schuyler County, I'm almost watching this, and you're going to see Cairo is he's going to pretty much get every defensive rebound. Honestly, if you're Schuyler County, maybe instruct every shot, you just go back on defense because Cairo likes to run. And for the most part, you're probably not going to get an offensive rebound just with the height for Cairo. Better get your ass back on defense.
Left side, a three won't go, and now it'll be a Draven Small. Moncrief off the pass from Small. Now they'll try left side for Jace Cooper, who's into the game first time. Out, Small three, running the rim, Wilson the rebound.
Good, you worked inside out. They got the ball inside, defense to collapse and kicked it out.
Taylor trying another three, right wing. That doesn't fall, and trying to hustle back with Moncrief and get that rebound, and he did not. This should belong to the Rams. Actually, they say it belongs to Cairo. Taylor, right wing. Up to Brockman from the wing. Now back to Zeit. Back to Brockman. Left elbow has space. Over to Jaden Warren. Into the game for the Bearcats. Now back to Brockman. Attacks his two. Gets his own rebound. Kisses it in. Nice work by the freshman.
Staying with the ball. Keeping his head above water. And keeping the ball high. Good job.
Kirby. Right hook. Over to bucket. Taylor to board. Puts back in. Skates one Ram at the top. Right side. Zeit. Catcher release. Three. Splash.
They love that right corner, Scott. They've been going there four or five times tonight, and it's been working almost every time.
26 points for the Bearcats here in this first quarter. Here's Frederick with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Left corner, Moncrief already has a three. Doesn't take it. 10 seconds. Moncrief, left corner. He'll try. He's got that spin, but it's over. Warren, 3 seconds. Warren loses control. Zeit. Right elbow, three, yes! A 29-point first quarter for the Cairo Bearcats. And Schuyler County has eight. We'll be back on CrestandCentralMoInfo.com.
At La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, there's a good relationship between the bank and you because La Plata State Bank works hard to help you get the most out of your money. That is one reason why the customers who began banking at La Plata State Bank years ago are still satisfied customers. La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, is your full-service home-owned bank in La Plata and a proud supporter of the La Plata Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's the 2018 model closeout sale at Thomas Motors in Moberly. With incredible savings on 2018 Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models, you can save thousands. Hurry in and take home your 2018 model today. Visit ThomasMTRS.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
And we're back here on KRES Moberly and online at CentralMoInfo.com. So we're at 8:59 here at La Plata High School. 29-point first quarter for the Cairo Bearcats. And Jacob Davis is just adding on to it with a layup of his own. This is the 2-7 matchup. And here is Hale right in the center of the box. His two. And Davis cleans up. There's a size advantage in. Looks like there's a little bit of a speed advantage as well for the Bearcats. And so far, it's just been all Cairo. Top three, Tallman can't get it. Zeit, or check that, Hale, the rebound going coast to coast, falls to the floor. And he grabbed his knee there going down. And he gets back up and might have tweaked it just a hair. And certainly good to see he's walking. And he says, I need a sub.
Yeah, you want to make sure you just don't injure it more than it already is. Maybe get a little bit of ice on it. Make sure it's okay as Coach Zenker goes up to check on him.
Yeah, he goes right to the locker room. Walking on his own power, though, that's certainly good, though. Pass inside to Amon. And Zyke gets a steal, top of the key. Now Warren, thought about the three, doesn't take it. Jack Pruitt now. Taking his time, surveying the Skylar man-to-man. Now has Taylor coming across the baseline, trying to get it to him, or Warren, I should say. And Warren working down the baseline, and Colby Frederick draws a turnover.
Good defense, Skylar County. They're putting some pressure. You're seeing Jace Roberts tell his team, pressure, pressure, pressure.
Top of the key over the hand of Kirby, and that's going to be a carry.
Yeah, that's just that's a bad over and back right there. You have to, you especially when you're down this much, you cannot afford dumb turnovers like that. You have to have your head in the game the entire time. You can't let a pass slip through your fingers like that.
Again, the Rams have only two wins on the season. One win came against North Shelby. As Zyke uncorks a three front of the rim. Davis gets the rebound. That's just not fair. It's three shots.
And three defenders on him, too. That's why no one was there to box out Hale.
So he gets the points, and they'll pass one down at the baseline. It also fell to Mark Celine, who's had a tough year on the boys' side. Just put in perspective of things. On the left corner, driven small, is three. Rebounded by Davis of the floor to Hale. Zyke available on the left side, 2-on-2. Hale's just spins around, and a foul called, and one coming up.
That was quite a move, Scott.
Very
spinning in the
so.
Lane, getting the contact, and going through the contact for the layup. Very impressive. The Cairo team has been great so far in this half.
As I mentioned, their season high was 85 points. They're well on track to surpassing that. And then Anwar coming up for Hale. Back of the rim. But a rebound by Hale is tipped by Skylar County, and he does not have a problem with it.
Yep. Tip ball going back to Hale. Wide open lane to the basket.
Fresh shown by Cairo. And it is small. The Jace Cooper. Back around to small. They'll try to let baseline Tallman and a blocking foul call on Bryce Taylor, who's fielded off the left baseline.
It's just tough to go against a team as big as Cairo. And not only are they big, sometimes you'll see teams in high school who are big but not fast. Cairo is both. And so you really don't have an edge over them if you can't match one of those.
As Jace Cooper misses the two, but a rare offensive rebound is what it's been like as Carson Tallman cleans up. Davis, layup on the other side, and they're going to get an overback call on Davis. He's been the only bugaboo so far with already three fouls here in this quarter, but the way this game's been going, you're almost okay with it.
Yeah. With the lead like this.
In some aspects, you're not okay with three fouls.
It would
this
take,
early, but.
Yeah, I mean, it would take a lot for Cairo to give up this lead with the way they're playing. It would have to have some sort of momentous collapse.
That has not been the case so far. They've been doing everything well. Except there. As they try to go transition up the floor and Skylar County draw a turnover, but they've been out rebounding, pushing it up the floor. And a pushing foul will get called on Skylar County.
Yeah, they've been wanting to run, too.
And it looks like this will go on Carson Tallman. That's the 7th foul, so a 1-on-1 coming up here for Colby Hale, who already has 9 points. And if he makes this, we already have 3 Bearcats in double digits. He does not. Davis has 13, Zyke has 10. Hale would have gotten to 10 if he made that 1-on-1. I'm sure he'll get there by the end of the half, the way things are going. Turnaround 2 for Tallman from the high post. Rebound by Frederick Tallman off the assist.
That was a real good find he placed himself perfectly. That was a well-run offensive play by Schuyler County. They got the man in the middle of the court, in the middle of that zone, and then the passing was great down low to track the attention of the big man and pass it off, leaving him out of position.
Side attacks left baseline. They forced one up, and Frederick got the turnover. And it looked like Taylor might have pushed him down. It was either Taylor or Hale. And it was Hale. Isaac Brockman in the game for Cairo. Jaden Warren as well, as well as Jack Pruitt. 4 minutes to go here in the half. They'll go down low to Tallman, and will be tipped out back to Schuyler County. Kirby from the right of the Cairo bucket. Bounce pass for Tallman. Pop up. And gets his own rebound, and now it's swatted away by Gage Wilson off the layup. Here is Easton Kirby. Tries to go down back for Tallman. And he steps out. And Chase Roberts is not a happy camper down there.
Nope, he's not.
You can probably hear from the microphone in front of us. A nice little perch. Not too far from the court. Decent size. We're literally right in front of the Schuyler County bench. And Rams get a turnover. Small, left side, fadeaway jumper. And probably not the wisest shot, Sarah, as Tallman was there to bail him out. But he's double-teamed by a 6'0 freshman and a 6'5 junior. 39-12. Cairo the lead, 3:23 to go here in the half. And Wilson is going to get called for a blocking foul. I thought it might have been just a clean block there by Wilson, but he picks it up. That's his first. Tallman to the line. First time Schuyler County has gone to the line for two in this game as he makes the first. Hale and Taylor checking back in for Cairo. Brockman and Pruitt check out. Second on the way. Rattles in. Here's Taylor. Zeke, left side. And a 3 second of lane call on Wilson.
That was weird. He got called for it when his left leg was out of the lane. He only had 1 foot in there.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Interesting call. Either way, Schuyler County will take it.
It certainly will. Kick out from Frederick. Tallman is long two from the left elbow. Wilson to rebound. Cairo goes fast. Zeke left side. Now down to the baseline. In alone. I thought he was going to dunk, but he decides not to. Seen a couple dunks here over the past weekend, Mr. Wittenstein.
We have. We saw Jacob Brooks do it in Sturgeon, but the thing with Cairo is I think that was their first bucket in a minute and a half at least.
That is true. It's been a few minutes since their last bucket, and we're going to get a 30-second timeout called by Nick Zinker and the Cairo Bearcats. 2:33 to go here in the opening half of our final game tonight here at the La Plata Tournament. Cairo trying to punch a ticket to take on Canton in the semifinals on Friday. And in the other semifinal on the boys' side, it will be La Plata and Green City. Meanwhile, on the girls' side, it will be Cairo Canton in a 1-4 matchup. And then it will be Green City and Madison 2-3 matchup, although Madison is the 2 seed. Wilson trying to get the pass, and it was a little bit behind him by Hale. And back to Schuyler County. Breaking through to press is Tallman, but he can't get by Taylor and Wilson. Now back the other way. Quick shot by Warren off the block. And a timeout. It's a full by Schuyler County. 2:10 to go here in the opening half. We'll be back on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
The North Shelby Athletic Boosters is very proud of the North Shelby Raiders and Lady Raiders. Whether you are in the classroom or on the court, you represent your school in a positive way. Keep working hard and continue your dedication and drive for excellence in everything you do. The North Shelby Athletic Boosters are proud to support all the Raiders and coaches and would like to remind the fans to put on your red and gold and continue to support the North Shelby Raider teams. Go Raiders!
Are you in need of reliable care for yourself or a loved one? La Plata Nursing Home in La Plata is a 52-bed community ready to provide you with individualized, resident-focused care. They also offer rehabilitation services, including physical and occupational therapy, along with speech therapy. La Plata Nursing Home provides a 24-hour licensed nursing staff and serves delicious home-style meals to their residents. Administrator Deborah Lair invites you to stop by for a tour and see for yourself the comfortable, home-like atmosphere that La Plata Nursing Home provides their residents.
Easton Kirby with the ball for Schuyler County after the full timeout. They trail 43-14 as it is Tallman that takes it. Trying to get it to Kirby. Now left side for Frederick. Back up top. Three, Kirby. Can't get it to go. And a offensive foul by Tallman as Warren was in perfect position to get that rebound. And that's the 7th foul for Schuyler County in this half. So we'll go all the way across the floor for a 1-1. The one thing with Cairo I want to see a little more of as Warren misses the 1-1. It's free throws is the first thing.
Yes.
They have they're only 2 for 5 from the line tonight, and they've really struggled in the buzzer beater against Sturgeon a couple weeks ago. They could have iced the game a couple times from the free throw line, and they just missed. As Wilson tries to get it back up top, and we got another reaching foul. Looks like on
jump ball.
Or a jump ball, I should say. Thank you. And the other thing is probably just a little more consistency on the offensive side. As you alluded to, there's probably a time or two that where they've gone maybe about a good 3 or 4 minutes without scoring.
Yeah. They have all the scoring power in the world at this point with their size and their speed. And I guess shooting can be an issue sometimes. But we've seen them hit a couple threes in a row. So sometimes they'll just go cold.
Hail to the line. He's been a bright spot. Going to the line for his 3rd and 1 of the half.
He's been no fear taking it inside, playing through the contact. He's done a great job.
And now he's in double digits, as we alluded to, with 3 Bearcats trying to get into double digits. Justin Gittemeyer in the game for Cairo. But if Cairo can clean up those two things, they could be a very, very dangerous team, especially in districts.
Yeah, and that's... It's really tough to coach scoring spells because sometimes guys just go cold or the defense makes adjustments on you that take a couple of possessions to figure out or play better than. So those cold spells may happen, but good teams really don't let the cold spells affect the rest of the game. Now, Cairo has done a great job building a lead, so those cold spells don't work against them. As Schuyler County misses the shot.
That was Moncrief on the right wing. Now Taylor for... are from Warren, and a offensive foul. Looks like they're going to get Wilson and over to back. Brewer checks in. It'll be a 1-on-1 now for Schuyler County with this being the 7th. That's Moncrief. Hit a 3 in the opening quarter. It's 46-14. And that is a go. Wilson, the rebound. Coming up in our Moberly Motors halftime, Ben caught up with Green City Girls coach, Cody Moore. Right?
I did, yeah.
And he'll reflect off of the 45-39 victory. Scare, I would say, would probably be a more appropriate word. Schuyler County was actually leading at half 23-18 and stayed close with the Lady Gophers for pretty much all the way until midway through the quarter. 5 seconds to go here in half. Right corner, Taylor trying to hit another three. And one more for Gittemeyer, and they're going to call foul with a half a second left. Go
just
figure.
Just before the buzzer.
Gittemeyer will do it. Kirby will pick up the foul. This is just my personal opinion. With the but the first shot going in for Gittemeyer, I'd feel different if it were a much closer game, but in
send him to the line to go up, 33 now, and if he makes it, it'll be 34.
Yeah, 34. Well, something like that. You just run the clock to zero and then take your free throws there. 48-14, all Cairo here in half number one of this 2-7 boys quarterfinal game on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Take a break, and again, you'll hear from Green City Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore coming up next.
Campin Heating and Air Conditioning of Canton is dedicated to providing the best possible solution for your home or business. With over 20 years of experience, you can count on them to provide you with a system and solution that fits all your commercial and residential needs. They've earned their reputation for doing the job right the first time. So stop by or call Campin Heating and Air Conditioning today at 573-288-8966, your local Bryant dealer.
Looking for a change in your usual dining plans? Natalie and her staff at Crane's Farmhouse in Shelbyville invite you and your family for a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. They proudly serve quality meat from grass-fed steak to smoked pulled pork to seafood platters. Their hours are Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page. Crane's Farmhouse of Shelbyville, where heaven is just a taste away. Proud supporters of the North Shelby Raiders.
Priorities, a way of categorizing the most important things in your life. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and staff at the Canton Schools know that a well-rounded student is able to focus on their studies, plus participate in sports and other extracurricular activities. The Canton Tigers have been focused in both their studies and doing their best on the court. You've made everyone in the Canton R5 School District very proud of the way each of you represent your school. Go Tigers! People do business with people they trust. That's why Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel has such a loyal customer base. At Mesmer Fertilizer, the customer always comes first. Whether it's fall seed or cover crop seed, herbicide application or variable rate spreading of lime and dry fertilizer, or custom applying of anhydrous, you can trust that the trained, certified professional employees at Mesmer Fertilizer will do their best to benefit you, their customer. Remember, if you plant it, Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel will help you grow it.
Your postgame, Green City head coach Cody Moore. Coach, you guys got the win. What would you like from your team tonight?
I like how we fought. Didn't come out and it wasn't our best game all year, but we continued to fight. Obviously, we had some struggles. They did some things to frustrate us, so credit to them. But I like the way we fought. We didn't quit, came out, and did what we had to do tonight.
You guys obviously some early foul trouble in that first half. What helped you push through that?
I got some pretty good minutes from girls off the bench. We also switched our defenses, kind of helped keep us out of the deeper foul trouble. So we came out in the second half and played a pretty good zone that we don't play a lot of times. So I thought we did that pretty effectively and kind of took them out of their rhythm a little bit as well. And like you said, saved us on some fouls. So I think that helped us.
Zone defense in the second half. What on the offensive side helped you kind of pull away after it being close after halftime?
We finally got a couple transition buckets. We had trouble getting going in transition most of the game, but we did get a couple transition buckets and finally hit a few shots. I mean, we just struggled all night. It seemed like to knock down open shots. And once again, credit to their defense because they put a lot of pressure on us. So I think we finally hit a couple shots. And really, the defense is what helped us. So we limited them. And so we didn't have to score a whole lot to still gain the lead.
Brooke Littrell, how much did she help you guys extend that lead and keep it?
Oh, a lot. I mean, obviously, everybody knows the plays us that Brooke's our key. And so she did a good job tonight. Once again, it wasn't her best game either, but she kind of pushed through it and did what she had to do to help get us to win.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
It's important to keep your vehicles and machinery in top-notch working condition. That's why you should trust the guys at Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, who have been in business since 1975. They are your most qualified auto repair specialists and Firestone Mastercraft tire dealer. They provide 24/7 towing services and are now offering diesel particulate filter cleaning. For all your auto repair needs, call 573-633-2230 or visit their website at www.shelbyvilletowing.com. Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, where they are driven to serve you.
Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marcia Fowler are proud to support the Gopher Teams. They take pride in growing the Green City community, which has added a new law firm, a community museum with a new 36-foot by 16-foot cattle mural by local artist Joyce Ayers, which will be going up in 2019 to complement the arts incubator where local artists display their works, a bakery for tasty treats, and a sewing machine repair shop. With a good mayor and city council, Green City is a good place to live and invest.
What's Kasasa? It's free checking that rewards you in cash, now available at Alliant Bank. Earn real cash each month, all for doing simple things you do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. You get cash rewards and still bank local. That's free Kasasa checking. Ask for Kasasa at Alliant Bank. This is Sherry Lair. For details and qualifications, ask us at Alliant Bank, located in Boonville, Pilot Grove, Kirksville, Madison, and Monroe City, member FDIC.
At Hoeing Trucking in Canton, they not only know the Northeast Central Missouri trucking business, they've been a tri-state leader in the transportation of rock, sand, fertilizer, grain, feed, and other bulk goods since 1993. In that time, Hoeing Trucking has been a go-to for companies in need of solutions and clients who know Hoeing Trucking will deliver their freight on time, secure, and safe. You can depend on Hoeing Trucking, too. Give them a call in Canton today, 217-430-0130. Hoeing Trucking in Canton.
We're back here at Canton High School. Ben Wittenstein just doing 4 push-ups, I think. Or pull-ups, my bad. If you've been to La Plata High School and have seen one of the games here, you got the gym, and then we're on the equipment room level of things, looking over on the court, and right behind us, we got a pull-up bar, some dumbbells, elliptical is down.
A nice weight room.
Down the block, a nice little weight room. And
yeah, they've done a nice job with it.
Ben's getting his little annual, his little evening workout.
My annual four pull-ups.
Your annual 4 pull-ups, we'll call it that. All right, let's take a look at some of your first half stats here between the Cairo Bearcats and the Schuyler County Rams. Alex Zeich with total 12 points. Jacob Davis with 13, Colby Hale with 12, Bryce Taylor with 3, Isaac Rockman with 2, as well as Gage Wilson and Jade Warren and Justin Gittemeyer. For Schuyler County, 8 for Carson Tallman, Colby Frederick with 3, and Mason Moncrief with a total of 3 as well. Take one more break on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com, and when we return, we'll have the second half between these two teams in the 2-7 matchup of the La Plata Tournament.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
We asked Gina Fox, a resident at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina, if she would recommend Salt River Community Care.
Would I recommend Salt River Nursing Care to someone else? I certainly would. This is my third time to be at Salt River, and I've been happy all times, and I'm happy to be here now. So, yes, I would recommend it.
Another reason residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
The North Shelby Athletic Boosters is very proud of the North Shelby Raiders and Lady Raiders. Whether you are in the classroom or on the court, you represent your school in a positive way. Keep working hard and continue your dedication and drive for excellence in everything you do. The North Shelby Athletic Boosters are proud to support all the Raiders and coaches and would like to remind the fans to put on your red and gold and continue to support the North Shelby Raider teams. Go Raiders!
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keely Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
-14 Cairo with the lead over the Schuyler County Rams, 2-7 matchup. I think Austin Ward's throwing the gauntlet down on you for a pull-up competition.
It's on.
And Zaki helping spinning the dials tonight here at the Moberly, or back at the Moberly Motorsports desk in Moberly, where it's a brisk 6 degrees outside.
Warmer than the 1 degree it is here.
It's balmy outside.
Normally not used to having no S at the end of degree when talking about the temperature.
1 degree,
but,
yes.
There we are.
There we are. Foul called right off the get-go.
14 seconds in.
Exactly, and it's on Carson Tallman. That will be the Schuyler County senior. Again, those just joining us, it's been all Cairo here in this 2-7 matchup of the La Playa tournament as Gage Wilson misses the first of two shots as Cairo put 29 up in the first quarter, and now they have 49 as Wilson makes the second. So unless Schuyler County can cut the margin, we'll have a running clock when we get to the fourth quarter. Might be testing your knowledge here in a little bit, Ben. Just to give you a little heads up.
Good idea for me.
You've been doing it with our listeners and giving away Subway gift cards. I think it's time to turn to Titans.
Guess that's fair.
As Jacob Davis can't get the layup to go. And I'll give you a hint. It's in the it'll be in your tournament program, but it's not open book, unfortunately. And you'll be called out if you use it.
Fair enough. I do want to say trivia is a lot easier when you know the answer beforehand.
Yes. That's why I mentioned it will not be open book. As Zeke goes down to the left baseline, and he might have got tripped by his own teammate.
Yeah.
His own teammate might have tripped him.
No foul was called.
No foul. So Schuyler County will take it. As Carson Tallman will get it for Schuyler County, not Cody Amon. Turn around, trying to get a shot off. Taylor doesn't allow it. But Tallman bumped by Hale. And Hale just with that smirk, just like.
It's another one of those.
Not sure if I want that.
Those could go either way. Sometimes you need a little contact, some physicality in the game. But right now it's being called pretty tightly.
Here's a 3-point try here for Amon. I will say there is a pretty interesting contrasting way you're officiating things as Zyka's going to hit a three off the left elbow. Especially up here in mid-Missouri, just you see some that are super, super technical, and then there are some referees that are like let them play, and sometimes it's a little too much.
And yeah, it's really up to the crew to decide how tightly they're going to call a game. Some let a lot of contact go, and the issue with the letting a lot of contact go is you risk the game becoming a little more than just chippy. You'll get guys getting angry with each other, and you see some
might go
fights.
Over the edge. Yeah, Zyke goes right corner three. Let's see, Zyke has 1, 2, 3, 5 threes now.
And Cairo clearly likes those three pointers in the corner. Because they've been shooting those all night long, and they've been hitting them. They've been open in the corners, too.
Well, something that's been mentioned, or something that Nick Zanker mentioned, one of the big adjustments that Cairo was going to work on this year was working on their inside game going out, because it was always go inside to the big guys. Now they're utilizing those big guys, getting a lot of good open looks at the top. And prior to tonight, he mentioned that the shot's going to go for Easton Kirby. Foul's going to be on Jacob Davis, his fourth. He mentioned that it was going to be, he wanted to see more shooting from outside because of the opportunities. And sometimes they've seen a little too much. Here's another look for Zyke. He's got the hot hand. Oh, my.
He's feeling it.
When Alex Zyke gets on the roll, look out.
He's got 21 right now.
He is at 21. Moncrief answers for Schuyler County. He did just that when he came off the bench in the first quarter. First shot. Zyke, can he do it again? This time to the left.
Surprising.
It was online.
He continues to be so open.
He is arguably their best scorer, too. He had a great start at the Glasgow tournament, scoring 29 and then 22. And then things got quiet on the offensive side, and so his numbers looked really high to start out the season, but they slowly came down, and now he's averaging about 13. Now, nice backdoor cut by Zyke. Give Isaac Rockman a nice little no-look
assist. Yeah, nice little find, yeah. He was facing one way and passed it the other. This team clearly has the chemistry. They know where each other is going to be, and I mean, I think you have to credit Nick Zanker for that. He has built up a really good team who is very disciplined and follows what he is been preaching this season.
Brockman with the foul, and now we'll be keeping an eye on the scoreboard. Can Cairo surpass their season high, which is 85 points? Zyke gets the seat. I wonder if it'll be for the rest of the game. We'll find out sooner rather than later, as it will be Schuyler County balls. It looks like Brockman tipped that out. Tallman will take it. Right side, Moncrief, catch and release three. No go, and Wilson takes it. Down to Brockman.
Yeah, Zanker keeps telling them to push the ball. Interesting. Not just trying to hold it.
Jaden Warren, a three, right elbow. Foul call off the rebound. And it'll be Brockman that gets the foul. Two quick ones for the freshman.
Okay, we're averaging one foul a minute right now.
All right, your first piece of trivia is coming up here in just a moment, Ben, as the two will not go for Tallman. And a travel call as Wilson will get the top of the key. And listeners, you are always welcome to join in as well, although we don't have a communication system for you to come text us or anything like that. So we'll let you play in your own head. But nevertheless, says Warren will go from the top of the key to the left side. Brockman back to Taylor. Down the baseline, the layup, foul called. So he'll take two shots. Schuyler County has won this La Playa tournament, Ben. How many times on the boys' side? The first one was back in 1976. Or actually, check that. We gotta go back a little further. I looked at one.
The free throw there.
Thank you very much. See, you're helping me out, and we're multitasking. Taylor's second is good. So this tournament's been going on since 1938. How many times has Schuyler County won this? I'll let you think about it as a small will try and get the two. Doesn't go. Left side. Jaden Warren inside for Gage Wilson. A little out of his reach.
So it's been going on for 81 years. I'm guessing they didn't play a couple years.
You are correct.
Probably in 44, 45 with World War II.
42, 43, but you are right. There was a year where they did not play because of the World War. As here's Moncrief, high post. Turn around, shot denied by Wilson, up the floor to the right wing with Jaden Warren. Now left side, Gittemeyer and Brockman. Wilson, and a foul called. He'll go for another two.
So if there's been 80 tournaments.
That is correct.
And there are usually very good teams in this tournament.
As Wilson makes the first of, or misses the first of two, beg your pardon, off the front of the rim. Cooper and Amon will check in for Schuyler County. And that is four fouls for Trim Small, who picked up the foul. I'll give you a hint, single digits.
Okay, and I was thinking double, so that helps. I'm gonna say eight times.
You are incorrect, sir. And we'll come to the left corner here, tell you the actual answer. If Cody Amon rolls one over to Frederick on the left baseline. Now back around up here for Eastern Kirby. And again, listeners, single digits. How many times has Schuyler County boys won this tournament? And a three on the left wing by Trayvon Small will drop. Schuyler County gets about the 20-point mark. And here is a two by Jack Pruitt.
Great job getting in the lane.
That was a fabulous job getting in the lane.
Kind of froze the defense there as he got inside the paint.
And the travel on the inside by Jace Cooper. Your answer is three times. 1999 and 2000, 2000, 2001. Their latest came in 09 and 10. They defeated Canton that year. I'll have another one coming your way in a little bit. And as Brockman's on the left wing. Now down low, Kenny Bronkhorst. And on the right wing, Justin Gittemeyer with the two. Looking like we're going to see pretty much second stringers from here on out for Cairo. Up 67-21. Schuyler County.
Running clock in the fourth quarter,
bench.
Too.
Yes, we will have a running clock.
It's impressive seeing these Cairo players, too, who are second stringers play extraordinarily.
Bronkhorst taking it to the rim, almost got it. Now putting it out loud.
Big man. Big man showing off the speed.
5'9", Kenny Bronkhorst. It's like a tank running right down the right down the alley. It's a ball go out. Tallman will come in. All right, I'll ask you the same question. How many times has the Cairo boys won this La Plata tournament? Down low, Bronkhorst. For the Bearcats, now around to Warren. Left side, Pruitt, three! Or actually, it's going to be a two off the line. And it was a pushing foul.
That was tremendous ball movement, too. Cairo moved it around the arc. They found the open man in the corner. I think everyone touched the ball in that possession. How many times has Cairo won? I'm going to say five.
That is incorrect. It is a little lower. Pretty low, if you ask me. Like near our temperature low. Right baseline, Colby Frederick gets to two. And it'll be Brockman, 18 seconds to go. I'll need your answer when we start the fourth quarter here after this break. Now that you've gotten your hint, and same with the listeners. Warren, left side, quick shot by Pruitt right at the buzzer, or check that 3 seconds for the buzzer. Now two-thirds of the way down the court, and a good look there by Cody Amon, but it won't go. Running clock, 67-23, coming up next on CrestCentralMofo.com. Cairo with the lead.
MFA AgriService in La Plata is the right choice for all your farm supply needs. Whatever you need, MFA AgriService has you covered. Stop by and let the experts help you with all your fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, custom spraying, and custom spreading needs. MFA AgriServices is also offering custom anhydrous application. MFA AgriService prides itself in serving the area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. That's what you know you'll get from MFA AgriService in La Plata.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
Kara with the lead, running clock here. All right, sir, you got an answer.
I'll say two.
You're incorrect.
One.
Trick question.
Zero.
Zero.
Wow.
They have never won this La Playa Tournament Championship.
This is as good of a year as any for them, too.
Yeah, no question about that. As Schuyler County gets a layup, it's Frederick, and it's going to be a chopping foul. Again, running clock here for the fourth quarter. And they'll get the foul on Jace Cooper. Brockman will inbound it. And Schuyler County draws the turnover. Amon. Now to Tallman. Frederick, the two, good. Can you tell me what last year's two matchups were in the championship games? I'll give you a little more time to think about that.
Oh, you know, I wasn't working the tournament that day.
Testing your memory, man. We got to work on it. You're up front with it at work. Timeout. It's going to be a 30 by Nick Zanker. And the Cairo Bearcats. And we'll go ahead and take a 30-second break as well on CrestCentralMoInfo.com while we have a quick moment.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Throw to center field for Kenny Brunkhorst is in time at home plate. Jace Taylor gets the two. Out of the quick timeout. Or Jaden Warren, I should say. Brunkhorst falls to the ground. Tallman. In both championship games from last year. We've seen one on the girls' side tonight and one on the boys' side tonight. And the other two played last night.
I know the answer. I don't want to spoil it for the listener.
All right, well, we'll give the listeners a little bit of time to think about it on their cold commute home. Trying to make things a little fun. On a 71-27 lead for the Cairo Bearcats as Brewitt takes it to the hoop, draws a foul, and gets an and-one coming up. We'll catch up with Nick Zink post-game, obviously, before we sign off. And that'll be the fifth and final foul for Trayvon Small. Finishes with a total of 3 points. Gets a round of applause from Schuyler County bench. 5 minutes to go. And shot will go for Pruitt. Here is Amon. A Tallman, right wing. On the left side now for Kirby. Guarded by Prather, and he goes up for a shot, and they're going to get a travel on him. Again, Cairo needs a total of 13 to match their season high against these very same Schuyler County Rams. It'll be close. Again, we got a running clock here. And it will be Prather taking it all the way to the rim. And he gets a turnover trying to go back and draws a foul. Like a hustle from some of these second stringers for the Cairo Bearcats.
They've been playing really well.
You want to make a statement for your head coach during some more minutes. And some of them, I think, have been doing some of that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They've done a great job. Being able to show off their speed and what they can bring from the bench.
and Urshap by Prather will miss. Second one. That won't go either. Here's Easton Kirby. It's two, or passes it over to Frederick. Crashes board and gets it. Now Skylar County deploys the press through it. Now to Prather, and Frederick bumps him from behind. Foul called. And this will belong to Colby Frederick. And it's a 1-on-1 here for Prather. Misses. Trying to get the rebound. Gittemeyer got into position. And it was tipped out. So Carroll will be taking on Canton tomorrow. Or check that. On a Friday. Again, games being rescheduled due to this dangerously cold wind chills we have coming tonight. And also majority of the day tomorrow night.
Then it's supposed to be 50 or 40 degrees this weekend.
Welcome to Missouri.
Pretty normal Missouri weather right there.
Exactly. Probably a little rain as well with that 50-degree weather as the two won't go for Colby Frederick.
Run the heat and AC in same week.
I think this is the first. I can't remember it being as a two's going to go for Gittemeyer. I'm still relatively young. I can't remember it ever being this cold in my lifetime. I'm sure it has, but
living in Chicago, we got some cold ones. I don't know if it's ever been 20 below zero cold.
Oh, can you imagine what Chicago's like?
But I've driven in 10 degree below zero weather. And
yeah.
I've walked outside in that. That's been brutal.
We're going to get an official timeout. It looks like Prather's shoe got a little lost, but yeah, we're supposed to be getting temperatures in like 10 below zero tonight-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what Chicago is.
It's 25 below zero.
That's insane.
Dangerous cold.
Absolutely. Stay warm if you're going to be out and about. Wind chill warning in effect until noon tomorrow for a majority of the counties in our listening area. Corey Harden will have a comprehensive look at your Big K forecast coming up at 10 o'clock. Corey Harding back at the station after a well-deserved vacation. And then there's a left wing three. Try and get Nick Zanker up here as well for a 10 o'clock hour. And a nice three by Carson Tallman for Schuyler County. Three on one. We'll reveal our final answer here in just a moment on who the two what the two championship matches were from last year. Now we're going to get a technical. Our referee just called a T, and I think it's going to go on Kirby. It will be a technical on Kirby. And that stops the clock. So
I don't think Zanker was very happy with that.
You're up 40. And so, excuse me, Pat Harmon will take free throws and makes the first. Got an answer for me, Ben?
Oh, I don't want to spoil it for the listeners.
Well, the listeners have had ample amount of time. This is the second. Carroll will get it back. And they will probably try and run things out, but Schuyler County is still playing. Give them credit. Layup, Frederick, won't go. So, your answer, it was Canton defeating La Plata on the boys' side and Green City defeating Cairo on the girls' side 1 year ago. And this will, in all likelihood, wrap it up here after these free throws for Prather. He'll try and get one shot. all Cairo here in the 2-7 matchup as Prather will make the free throw. 78-38, the final tonight. And the Bearcats improve to 11-6 on the year. And we will get Nick Zanker to join us here postgame quickly on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Will be the Bearcats coming to play in the semifinal against Cannon. We'll be back on 104.7.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Winter can be the best time to get those construction projects done. Now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A-plus Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations, or online at capitalmo.com.
Seidensteiger has been by your side providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, schedule your winter service package to assure you will be ready when the season arrives. Schedule now online or in-store for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidensteiger location. Seidensteiger is your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Visit us online at Seidensteiger.com.
Free delivery offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses again and thank them for making this La Playa tournament possible. Bessemer Fertilizer, Bethel, Campin, Heating and Air Conditioning, Canton State Bank, Towing Trucking, Board of Education Administration, faculty and staff at Canton Hour 5 School District, all of Canton. Capital Paving and Construction, Columbia Orthopedic Group, both the Columbia, Glenn Simmons, and Dr. Marcia Fowler Simmons. Green City R1 Schools, both the Green City. La Playa Nursing Home, La Playa R2 School District, La Playa State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank at Kirksville, MFA AgriService, Travis Funeral Chapel, all of La Playa, Samaritan Hospital, patients are the priority. We also would like to thank as well, Still Towing, both of Macon, TNH Construction, Madison C3 School District, both of Madison, 7800 Taxi Service, Dubert Enterprises, John Cochran, Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Thomas Motors, all of Moberly. Hurley Crafter Shelter Insurance, Agent Silver Area Community Care, both at Shelbina, Cranes Farmhouse, North Shelby Athletic Booster Club, North Shelby School District, Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, all of Shelbyville. Schuyler County R1 School District of Queen City, Alliant Bank and Madison, Pilot Grove, Blackwater, Boonville, Kirksville, Monroe City, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Shelbyville, and also in Memphis. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia Online. Also like to thank H&R Block in Macon, Kirksville, Vandalia, and Shelbina. Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo. Cyrus Insurance of Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo. Cyrus Insurance and Real Estate Agency in Moberly and Madison. Smithfield Fresh Meat, Division of Milan, Simon Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Cairo Bearcat coach Nick Zanker coming up here to join us post-game to talk about his second win over the Schuyler County Rams this season. 78-38. Coach, took care of business right at the first half. What did you like about the offense?
Hey, I told our guys I was really proud of them. And Schuyler County, I mean, those kids work real hard, and they do a good job. But, you know, we're the 2 seed and they're the 7 seed, and we knew we needed to come out and we needed to show that right away. And sometimes you kind of come out lackadaisical in a game like this. I thought our kids had a really big, strong mental focus that they were going to play hard, and we came out ready to play. It looked like Alex Zach got into a pretty good zone there in that second half. Yeah, he did. Alex is a great shooter. Sometimes he's a streaky shooter. There's been a lot of people who have kind of asked me the last couple of games. They haven't seen him hit a lot of threes, and it's not because he can't shoot them. It's just because we pound the ball inside so much that he's been really a very unselfish player and choosing to sacrifice some of his looks to get us better looks inside. So tonight they chose to not guard him for some reason, and he chose to shoot it.
All right, so in a game like this, you knew you were pretty much in good shape going into the second half, already up well by 30. When you turn to your second stringers in a game like this, what were the big things you were looking out for from those second stringers that could earn them some more time down the road?
You know, we talked to our second group at halftime, even a little bit before this game, that there's a chance that they might get an opportunity, and you need to use that as a practice and to get better. You know, as a small school like us, we're kind of a tweener school where we don't get to play a ton of JV games. So a lot of those kids, they don't get to play a lot of games. So for them, that's big for them. And it was good for them. They saw press at the end from a varsity team that they had to work with, that they struggled with a little bit, but it shows we got to get better at it. I thought we did some good things attacking. So I was proud of our second group. They came in there, and they didn't let down. I thought the energy level stayed exactly the same as what the first group did. So I was really proud of their effort.
What adjustments, if any, you need to make? I assume, as a coach, you're always looking for adjustments. Will you be looking for against Canton on Friday?
You know, Canton, number one, you're always going to have a really well-coached team when you go against a Coach Anderson team. We don't see many teams that are as big as us, and they're about as big as us. You know, they got the big guy in the middle. He's got to be 6'7", it looks like, at least. They got some long guards, and they're really kind of a mirror image of us. You know, they run a lot of half-court trap. They run a lot of 1-2-2, a little 1-3-1, kind of like we like to do. So for us, it's going to be about being aggressive and about handling adversity. You know, we got no school tomorrow, so we don't get to have practice. You don't get to have a film session. You know, you hope you get to do that on Thursday. But by this point of the year, it's just kind of about coming out and playing. And I can't emphasize enough how proud I am of this group of kids. You know, that's win number 11 for these guys after only getting six all last year. And we've still got some games to play, and we feel like we could win some more basketball games. So just extremely proud of our effort. And I'm very proud of our kids and honored to coach them.
Kara Bearcat coach, Nick Zanker joining us here on Superstation. Congrats on the win, coach. We'll see you later this week. Sound good?
All right. Thank you. Thanks for all your coverage.
All right. Stay warm as well on your drive home.
Yep.
All right. That is going to wind things down on the Superstation. Like to thank Matt for spinning the dials at the Moberly Motor Sports Desk. And thanks to you for listening all evening long on the Superstation. So for Matt, as well as Ben Wittstein, I'm Scott Lunty. Good night from La Plata High. Don't tune that dial. We got Fox News in your Saturday, or your Big K Evening News with Corey Harding coming your way at 10:05 right here on Superstation Crest.
You've just heard another reason why Crest is your all-American sports voice. For the best in sports in any season, dial 1047 All-American Crest.